This is the Chistus podcast, a special edition in English. It was a fantastic opportunity a couple of weeks ago for the Chistus podcast to meet the Spitz, Mr. Mark and his dear wife Susie Spitz, when Mark, the 9-time Olympic swimmer champion, the legend himself, was invited to Hungary to be the special guest of the Athletes of the Year Gala of Hungary, celebrated in the National Theatre this January. When they arrived to Budapest, it became obvious to me that they are not an ordinary couple. They possess something really rare, and they have an amazingly strong bond between them, something that has been lasting for decades. So it was an honor for me to be able to talk to Susie as well, who answered my questions with absolute honesty.
We've been married for 46 years. It goes by so quickly. You say to yourself, you remember the first year, then it's 5 years, and then it's 10 years, but now 46 this year, and a few months it'll be 47. It's unbelievable.
It's
incredible.
Was it sort of a love for the first sight?
I think so. No, I'm not going to say I think so. Yes, it was. It definitely. We met, and we met six weeks after Munich. Mark came down to Los Angeles. He had some business in Los Angeles. I'm from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it was through a mutual friend of both of our dads. He played matchmaker.
Okay.
And we went out, and every night since. And 7 months later,
That's all?
We got married, yeah.
Must have been such a strong feeling.
Yeah,
that
it was. It was immediate. It really was. It was incredible.
So you believe it in that kind of love?
Well, you wouldn't think so, right? Yeah. You would say to yourself,
if you look at your
goodness.
World today, it's...
Well, you wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
You know, I was busy. I was going to school. I was doing my commercial career. And Mark was going to be a dentist prior to winning all of the gold medals in Munich. And we met, and it's just amazing how your life can change in the course of a blink of an eye.
And obviously, he was also a hell of a handsome boy.
Absolutely.
So I suppose, you know, a lot of young ladies were very, very jealous at you as well, right? What did you experience about that?
You know, Mark is a very down-to-earth guy, and I'm a very down-to-earth person. We're very simple, simple people. And right after we got married, Mark had a lot of business all over the world. So we traveled the world together because we were quite young when we got married and we were not going to have children right away. And there was, you know, yes, everybody loved my husband, you know, whether it was in the States, whether it was abroad. But he's just a very, very nice, down-to-earth guy, very nice with everybody. And you know what? We just embraced
No jealousy him. Ever?
No.
No?
No.
Not from his side, not from your side?
No.
So how do you handle when you have... You know, a world popular husband.
Right.
How can you handle that situation as a young woman?
I've been asked that not once, not twice. And honestly, there was never any moment of thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this is going on, that's going on. I mean, we've had interesting comments for women, you know, but for the most part, everybody has been very, very nice, very just, they're so excited when they get to meet Mark. They're so excited if they can have a picture with him. Mm-hmm. They're so excited if they can have his autograph. And you know, what he did was an incredible thing, and he's a wonderful person, kind, down to earth, sweet, and very, very amenable to anybody that would want to meet him. So I thought it was just a wonderful quality. And like I said, we traveled the world together. So
there wasn't
jealousy on either part, ever.
That's very important, I think, to have that kind of harmony between a couple, that you feel, you know, just as important in a relationship.
Of course.
Even though he's the famous one.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
But on the other hand, I mean... I'm not talking about jealousy, but you know, they usually say that, you know, behind every successful man there is a woman. So in this situation, however, I look at you and I don't feel that kind of you know, dividing, that he's the famous one and Susie is someone who is behind this famous person. I feel a very balanced relationship between you.
I would agree.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both give each other everything. Yeah. And, you know, he's extremely supportive of me, and I'm extremely supportive of him. It just works. Mm-hmm. And it just always has.
So if you're looking for a recipe today, you know, with all these problems, you know, relationships.
So many problems today, right?
So then what would be your advice in that sense?
My advice really would be make sure you know who your partner is, if you do, because a lot of times you think you know your partner and then things change, right? For it could be a multitude of reasons.
Did you sort of have the chance to learn about each other? Did you teach yourself about each other? Because you were so young when you were married.
So basically,
you grew together.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think for Mark and I, we have always been together all the time because his work would take him traveling and we were young and we traveled together. So we've often talked about this. We've been married for 46 years, but we've spent much more than 46 years together because Mark works, you know, when he's not working and traveling or giving motivational speeches, for example, then we're home together. We raise our children together. We traveled with our children, you know, we never left them at home. So we were always a very united family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as they say, there's the old recipe that you can't each give 50% in a relationship. As best as you can, you each have to give 100%.
Oh, wow.
You know, and as my mom used to say, there's a lot of luck as well.
Right.
So
luck is a very important factor.
Absolutely,
in that sense.
Because there's so many factors. And I think today, in today's society, there's so many issues that are constantly arising. There's so many problems that can arise. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot more stress than, say, you know, in our years or in your generation. It just keeps escalating. I think it just gets harder and harder.
Absolutely.
So,
what about your two fantastic boys?
Our boys.
And about their childhood? I'm thinking, you know, that with a famous father.
Absolutely.
Like they had.
Absolutely.
Probably it's also some, could be a pressure, but I don't think that, because as you're talking about your family life, a closeness, being so united, that means probably you never had that kind of, you know, problem of who is leading the family in that sense.
Right. And again, I think we led together, we lead together, Mark and I. It's always been like that. But you're absolutely right. We were very cognizant. I was very, very cognizant of the fact that Mark is this world-renowned, you know, icon.
Okay.
And that can be very tough if you have boys or you have girls. Right. And we were very determined, you know, not to push our children in any way, certainly not into swimming. And
that's actually a very, very interesting area. That's exactly what I wanted to ask, because the younger one was doing swimming for a while, right?
Right. So, and every child's different. So both of our boys, Mark taught them both when they were 4 years old, and they took to it like this. They learned, they definitely have some athletic ability.
I'm sure about
There's no question about it.
These kind of genes.
Yeah, exactly. And I was always very athletic, not an athlete.
I can tell by your body now.
Well, you're very sweet. But so it's not as though, you know, I was kind of clumsy or not an athlete. Not an athlete, but not athletic. So he taught them both how to swim when they were four, and they just picked it up. They were both very athletic, both of our sons. Our older son moved in the direction of baseball, which was great, after doing soccer and doing some swimming and doing basketball and everything, because we thought it was great to expose them to everything and let them choose. It was really important because of who their dad is. And then our younger son, Justin, it was the same thing. We did exactly the same thing. And so Justin then moved in the direction of doing basketball. And that was their choices, and it was wonderful.
And you let them do what they want, whatever they wanted to
and
do.
And we supported them, and we, you know, and Mark was actually their soccer coach for many years.
Wow.
He was a great coach. He was a great coach. And then years into, I think, both sons swam, you know, a little bit in elementary school. They did very, very well, but we never... Oh, you're doing really well. Keep at it. We were just very, very relieved.
It must have been difficult
because for Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think he was actually fine. He was more than fine with it. But, you know, he could see that they both, if they did stick with it, they both could have been.
Could be very successful.
Yeah. But, you know, to be an athlete of that, at that level, you really have, you know, right?
I know.
You have, it's a lot of
I have all
of
kinds
work.
Of doubts about that.
Right.
If I look at my own children, how pushy a parent can be in their children's career.
Exactly right. So it's really important how you handle it. And so we tried to handle it, I think, in the best way possible. And then our younger son, in 11th grade, they put in a brand new pool, and they had an incredible coach, and a lot of his friends said to him, why don't you go out for the swim team? You know, we think that'd be a great idea, because basketball season was over, and he did basketball season, and he also did something called club basketball, and so that's like year-round. So he spent a lot of time playing basketball. And so he came home from school one day, and he said, you know, basketball season's over. And he said, there won't be anything for about 5-6 months. You know, a couple of my friends said, hey, God, you got to go meet the coach. Why don't you go out for the swim team? He said, I think I'm going to go meet the coach tomorrow. I think maybe I might swim. And I looked at him. I said, huh? I said, you're going to do what? I wasn't too encouraging, to be honest with you. He says, that's great. If that's what you want to do, absolutely. You know, Dad and I would support anything you want to do. He says, yeah. He says, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but, you know, I'm going to go check it out. So I went and I told Mark, and I said, guess what? I think he's going to try out for the swim team. And so Mark says, really? Really? I said, you can't act like that. You have to be like, we have to be low key. We don't want any pressure.
Oh, yes,
because
yes.
It's really,
don't
because,
show any enthusiasm,
yeah, please. Yeah, exactly. Because it could be a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, you get in the pool. Friends of ours thought that at 6 months our kids were Olympic swimmers. You know, they were 6 months of age. Oh, do they swim? Are they swimming laps already? I mean, not really laps, but, it's kind of like that. So you have to be really, really careful, because you want them to develop their own self-esteem. You want them to develop their own interest on what they want to do.
Absolutely.
You want them
and to get out of any themselves. Kind of shadow of their parents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not, they certainly didn't get any pressure from us. But it would be outside people that would say, oh, you're Mark Spitz's son. Oh, you're Mark Spitz's son. So we tried to do the best job that we could by being very low-key.
Yeah.
And I think that both of our sons would definitely say that we did
you did
do
it
that.
Well.
It was outside people that would say, oh,
you had a lot of family sports together, like for like skiing, as I've heard,
everything.
And sailing whatsoever.
Absolutely.
But as a hobby, right?
Absolutely, as a hobby. So, you know, just, so it was, it's a fine line, because it's the same thing with actors, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you have a famous actor, or you have a famous mom that was a model, or you have this or that. You know, it's tough. You have to be very, very careful, and especially today with social media and everything, and all the vulnerabilities, and kids have so many problems.
Yeah.
And so you really have to try to make them, let them be who they want to be.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I see you have a 6 and 12 year old.
Yeah.
It can be very tough. Yeah. And they have a very successful mom, and your husband is very successful. So, you just
it's not an easy task, but
you
have
to be
focused in that sense as well.
Absolutely, and you never stop being a mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a job forever.
Absolutely.
Well, after the topic concerning the real difficulties of being a parent, I was curious what Susie Spitz thinks about the fact that his 9-time Olympic champion husband is surprisingly not a member of the International Olympic Committee. However, he's got a very frank and straightforward opinion when it comes to the topic of the Olympic Games.
I mean, the Olympic Games was incredible,
right. But
it's gotten so big. And it is about the athletes, and that is really the most important thing. So I don't know what's going to evolve as time goes on. I just know that Mark is very passionate about the Olympic movement. I mean, this has been, you know, his lifetime. He's, you know, very, very famous Olympian. And, you know, he wants to see it to be run in a very positive way. But, you know, a lot of times the countries, you know, they're broke afterwards.
Right.
They put all this money. You know, he was involved with Rio. He worked with TV from Rio. He loved the people there. It was a wonderful time. You know, the TV station was great. But, you know, the venues are broken down.
Right.
Or they're run down. And it's sad to see.
So whatever
that
is left over after the Olympic Games, it can be very saddening.
It's very, very sad. So, I don't know what's going to happen. The most important thing is Mark always does speak his truth, and sometimes
it hurts.
Right, right. Sometimes people just don't appreciate that.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly, I think.
You know, if somebody asks, he's not going to beat around the bush.
Right.
You know, he wants it only to succeed in the most positive way.
Yeah.
And because it is the Olympic Games, and there's nothing bigger than the Olympic Games.
Of course, if we have been talking about the Olympic Games, I was very much interested in Susie's opinion about the Michael Phelps era and how his famous husband had really related to the Phelps phenomenon.
He was very embracing to Michael Phelps. He has made a lot of wonderful comments.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mark always said, you know, records are made to be broken.
Right.
And so his record held for 36 years, which is incredible.
Fantastic.
And so when he first saw him, he was very congratulatory towards him back in Athens in 2004. They interviewed him after. And it was, he was quite terrific about it.
Yeah.
He really was. And has always been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anytime anybody always wants to question him about it. Which is, what's very interesting about the Olympics is when Mark swam, and you probably, I'm sure you do know this, when Mark swam, he was considered an amateur.
Yeah.
And you could not endorse anything.
Yeah.
If you endorsed one thing, you were no longer considered an amateur.
Absolutely.
So at the time, Mark was going to be going to dental school. He was actually in dental school. And then he swam in Munich, and his life really changed. And everybody started saying, oh, you know, for example, Adidas, I want to start a swimwear company, and I want to have Mark Spitz be involved. And so he moved to France, or he was already in France, and he came to Mark after Munich and said, what do you think? And Mark said, great. So so he moved into the direction of accepting that, and then there were other offers as well. Well, since he did that, he could no longer swim. So he was not eligible to swim again in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, as he would say, he has 7 gold medals. Otherwise, had he continued on in 76, but all of my husband's records were in world record time.
Indeed, this record that Susie Spitz recalls is still about to be broken, since Mark Spitz in Munich not only won 7 Olympic gold medal, but he broke 7 world record in the same time. So that kind of perfection still could not be reached by anybody else. So it has been a tremendous experience to view things from a world-famous husband's wife point of view and to unveil those little secrets behind the scene that is not so obvious about the multi-talented Mark Spitz. For example, that he is a real handyman if it comes to fixing something at home, shall it be some electrical or plumbing work, or to build a house from ground zero by his own hands. But to be honest, this could only be some small part of the secret behind the 46 years of happy marriage between them. Because I think it takes two, which of course also means that it wouldn't work without a smart, understanding, giving and loving wife and a mother of two. So let us celebrate on International Women's Day the smart and inspiring women who makes the world a better place. Thank you for your attention. In the next episode of Gisto Sportscast, you can listen to my interview with the 9-time Olympic champion, Mr. Mark Spitz. This was a special edition of the Gisto Sportscast. Please follow me on Facebook and on Instagram. Thank you for your attention.